Welcome to What's Next. This is the first episode of the series about young foreign architects. And today I have a really special friend of mine in the show. His name is Faraz. He is super funny, he's super smart, and he has a super calming voice. So he has the superpower just to make everybody feel comfortable. And so, when you come from work right now, just get comfortable, take your shoes off, get a drink, and keep on listening. So, welcome, Faraz. I'm so happy to see you.
Thank you.
You're on the show.
How was your day? I'm also really happy to be here. My day was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
It was a bit hectic, actually. We had a meeting today with our contractor. And yeah, I had to prepare some stuff, so I worked really fast today, and when I work fast I get a headache. So, but then the result was really good, so
that sounds good.
At the end
good.
Of the day, I'm happy. It was a good day.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
So before we start with the actual interview, I'm gonna have some questions for you. First question, what's your favorite drink? Your favorite beverage?
It
can be alcoholic, non-alcoholic.
Oh, non-alcoholic. No, I don't
Whatever
have any
Whatever is your favorite.
I don't have a non-alcoholic favorite drink. But alcoholic, I would go for gin tonic. Gin in general, with different mixtures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good choice.
Yeah.
Good choice.
Gin tonic.
So, since you're from Iran,
yeah.
What's your favorite Iranian dish?
That's also hard. We eat a lot of kebab, which is basically meat. It can be red meat or chicken, grilled meat, and I like it pretty much.
Okay, last question.
Yeah?
What's your favorite hobby besides architecture?
Football, gym, cinema.
Oh, you... In that order? Football,
no.
Gym, cinema.
If I have someone to go to cinema with, I would go to cinema every day.
And if you
cinema.
Had someone to play football with, you would do this.
I don't
so
know if
that's
I...
just the gym.
Yeah, I would rather play football than gym because it's more competitive.
Oh.
And gym is just you in the mirror. Yeah, so you have to compete against yourself. But
that's actually the hardest way. Oh.
Yeah. But you know, from the feeling, it's different when you score a goal or you tackle someone, you hurt someone in football. It's more fun than just being in the gym and shout and lift weights.
And go to the sauna afterward.
I'm not the biggest fan of sauna.
In general, or because there are some issues that bother you?
Yeah. I find it, I mean, to the gym I go, there are a lot of old people.
Mm-hmm.
And not that I have anything against old people, but the scenery is not really beautiful when you go to the sauna full of old people.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not something I wish to see every day.
Yes, I can totally understand that, Faraz. And now, first question, how do you feel about BIM?
I like it. I very much like it. I cannot...
Do you work with it?
Unfortunately not. I would try to convince the office to move toward BIM, but that's a different thing. I mean, in our office, we do smaller projects, so you don't really need BIM. But when you do bigger projects with a lot of details and a lot of things to take care of, you are safer to use BIM.
Mm-hmm.
In order to reduce the mistakes you might make during the planning. But, and the other thing is that BIM programs are usually more expensive to get their license. So some offices that are not that big, they cannot afford using BIM programs because of the licensing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then they also need to employ a BIM coordinator or a coordinator or a BIM manager, and that costs extra. So you would rather just use the simple 2D programs that you used to use. And
but you could just update one colleague of yours to just become a BIM manager. You don't have to pay someone to be that person. You can just upgrade them in their knowledge.
That's,
but I think that's a lot
true,
of firms
but then,
do not do this.
No, but that's a different thing. If you have, if one of your employees become a BIM manager, his or her position is then empty. It's not that she learned something else, that she just stays in the office and doing what she was doing and being a BIM manager. BIM manager is a totally different job. So when someone, even from your own office, becomes a BIM manager, you lost that person in the position that
in
he or she was.
In the field of BIM.
Yeah, so, and I think the licensing is one of the most important things for the firms,
mm-hmm.
how much it costs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for your opinion.
But I like BIM. I would really appreciate working in BIM program.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's
the future.
And as your listeners might know, we live in Germany, and in Germany I think all the public funded buildings have to be designed in BIM programs from 2020 or 2021.
Oh, really?
I guess. I'm not sure. But so basically all the public funded buildings have to use BIM.
Mm-hmm.
Some projects have already started from 2 years ago using BIM, but this is now a set rule.
Mm.
Whereas for private customers, you don't have to use BIM. You can just use whatever.
And if you could change one process, automizing one process, what would it be? Working a normal day.
Whoa, that's a hard question.
Yes. What's the most thing that annoys you that you would like to automize?
Layouting your plans.
Oh, yes.
I think, like, when you have to choose which layers you want to show and these stuff, I find it so time-consuming and stupid sometimes.
Do you have any ideas how to change it? How to...
No. I just want AI to do it for me. Just tell them, like, put these furniture with that floor plans in this A1 with the north sign, and that's it. And then AI does it for me. But it's not an automation thing. It's more of an AI thing, which is a different topic.
But does architecture have a special meaning for you? Or why did you study architecture? Does it have something really special that you think people that live in your house or your building have special atmospheres, or have... Is there anything special about architecture, or did you just like
As a kid, first of all, I was born in a family that my dad was an investor in housing. So he was building some buildings, and as a kid, I was always going to the building sites and looking at the buildings. And my mom, she used to paint, so I was somewhere in between architecture and art family. And yeah, so I grew up with this in this environment. And then I also like the fact that in architecture, when you build something, you can always tell people that you've built it and you can show them. Whereas, for example, when you paint a painting, it goes to someone's house and you never see it. But whereas the building is on the street and everyone sees what you've done. And you can always be proud of it until
they
demolish it.
Do you want to leave your footprint?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to be that person who goes, drives by and you're like, I've built that. That's my project.
Okay, and looking to AI and automizing processes, do you think the meaning of architecture is gonna change?
Yes.
How?
The meaning of architecture wouldn't change, but the process of architecture will change. From us as architects, we're not gonna design much anymore. But we're gonna teach the softwares how to program. So we're gonna program the softwares to become more clever.
And I think AI is our tool, our secret escape to going back to the purest form of architecture. So the architect can actually really concentrate on the design. And all the other things is just
all the detailed plans and stuff can be done by AI or a more clever software, and you just design the things the way you want them.
Yeah,
that's also true.
So maybe the meaning changes in a direction that's even better, because you can make the people feel more exclusive through your perfect design.
Yeah.
Because you have all the time to just create something really special.
Yeah.
Because right now we don't have so much time. So all the creations and designings are...
It's less than 1%
in the whole process. Anything. Yeah. It doesn't make any fun to just...
Mm-mm. But we had this discussion before, me and you, that how we see the future. I don't see the future as a physical world. I see the future in a more... what's it called? In a more virtual world. And
virtual reality?
Virtual reality. And this is the chair, guys.
I'm sorry for the background noise. The studio is not...
This is just a fake Eames chair, which makes a lot of sound. I bought it from a Spanish company. This is not the real thing. Yeah, virtual reality or augmented reality. Augmented reality can also be the future, which I think is a more probable future. Basically, the buildings are just going to be designed in boxes, and augmented reality adds the ornaments to the building, which I think is a way more sustainable way of doing architecture. So you walk on the street, you have your glasses or your lens or whatever that is going to be. And in reality, it's just a plain wall with some holes in it that windows are mounted on it. And through your lens, you see all these amazing details and sculptures on the walls, which it's just been designed in a virtual world.
Yes. I already told you before that this is a really scary and sad vision for the future.
I find augmented reality pretty fun. I do find virtual reality also scary, but augmented reality is a really, really, really cool topic in my opinion.
But don't you think that we're gonna lose reality?
No, what is reality? The reality is what you create.
But you don't... Do you actually create something, or do you just imagine something?
No, in augmented reality, you create it. The fact that you don't build it in a physical world doesn't matter. It doesn't mean that you create it. And the thing is, you can have, for example, you have an apartment in the middle of the street.
Without windows, without anything.
No, windows, a box. Basics are there. Yeah, but outside, there are no ornaments on the wall. There is nothing. It's just a plain wall. And imagine every day you can put a different facade on that building with different details.
Mm-hmm.
One day, dragons coming out of the facade. One day, it's just a glass facade. One day, it's trees are hanging from the facade. One day, it's becoming a Baroque facade. One day, it's a... classical Roman style architecture, and you can change it. And basically, in that sense, architects as designers are going to have a lot more jobs, because for one building you can basically put a different facade every day, and that's crazy. I think it's going to be awesome.
But what happens to the actual facade?
It's just on the in the
yeah. But program. if you look in the future, who's gonna take care of the actual facade? If you just have the program that acts like there are ornaments and it looks pretty, and the actual facade just breaks down someday.
No, well, augmented reality is not like that. Augmented reality, you can always just take off your glass or like look up from the top part.
But why would you do that?
Oh, but the building has to stay. You have to you have to maintain the building.
Otherwise, we're gonna live in a cardboard box.
Exactly. No, that's not a thing. But the thing is, you can just paint it white. Why do we have modern architecture? Before the war, before the First World War or Second World War, the world was a richer place, and the buildings, when you go outside, the buildings from 1910, they all have these ornaments, they all look beautiful, and the buildings from 1950s and 1960s are these boring facades, which you can tell that there was not enough money, so they just had to design boxes. Form follows function, basically. But in that case, if you go to augmented, so we can have this boring facade that is there and it works, but it's ugly, and you can put a glass on and you make it look like, I don't know, Greece or Rome or whatever. And basically each house can have its own identity. The neighborhoods can decide which kind of designs they want, which kind of identity they want. For example, one street can be all Roman style, the next street can be all trees hanging.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, but don't you think that we're gonna forget designing our way out of losing our planet?
Yeah, because we're not gonna, in this way, you will not lose your planet, because you're building the most basic structure that works. And you don't have to waste so much energy on designing the rest of the stuff.
But there are still so many materials that are just environmental damage.
For example, you can have a full metal facade in augmented reality, but on the actual, in the reality, it's just a Ziegel, it's just a brick wall, which is not really unsustainable. Or you can build it from the most sustainable material. And for example, instead of putting all glasses on it, building glasses on it, you just have it in your glasses, and you see glass on the wall, but there are no glasses. So basically, it's super sustainable, saying, in my opinion.
Yeah, I get it.
And
but I think we have to actively do something in form of natural biomaterials, synthesizing them and giving nature something back, and making nature our only customer.
Today in the office, interestingly, we had this guy who came and gave us a lecture on...
Oh, really?
On, he was from an aluminium roofing company. And he told us that they buy the windows, the aluminium windows, from people who are demolishing their buildings, and they recycle this aluminium from the windows, like some of the aluminium that they use, and to 100%, and they use it on the roof. So that's, for me, it's a possibility, especially with aluminium, which is such a durable material. Which works for 50, 60 years without having a change to its qualities. But yeah, so we can recycle more, we can go more to the basic materials.
Sure, but I think in ways of looking really deep into nature and just having buildings that actually work with our environment. So if it rains, it changes their
shape.
Their shape or their
when it's sunny, it closes. When
yes,
it's not sunny.
But it's all natural. Like chitin chitin, or you just have to take a look into nature and find building materials and then synthesize them and create something new, maybe better than nature. So not the actual materials that we use today, but only from nature, but better, maybe, if that's possible.
Yeah, I'm totally with you on that topic. I can't add much to it. I don't have the largest knowledge on this topic, but at the end of the day, you have to see what's
at the end of
more,
the day, we're going to see it, right, fathers?
I'm not sure, because you have to see what's more financially possible to do. And, for example, considering the really, really, really high cost of building in Western countries, having to use these kind of expensive materials, I can't imagine what's going to happen to the... So in short term, I don't think it's a possibility.
No.
But
no,
in long term, we have to go that way.
Yeah.
There are no other ways for us.
I don't think we're ready for it right now, because we think in terms like a house has to look like this, a car has to look like this, and most of the people, I believe, are not ready to believe that anything can have every kind of form.
True.
So that's
I agree.
So,
but that's the thing with everything. If someone comes and gives you a square pretzel, you're gonna
be like, "It doesn't look like the usual pretzel."
No, well, it works with everything. If someone comes give you a triangular TV, you're gonna be like, "I don't want a triangle.
I don't want that.
I want a." No, square TV.
So it takes time. It's, but I deeply believe that this is our future.
Yeah, but the need makes us go for it.
Yeah.
And this winter till now, we didn't have snow. And I think people are realizing more and more every day what's happening to our planet in terms of global warming. And eventually, we're all going to go toward the path of more sustainable materials. But at the end of the day, I think in short time, the augmented reality is the future.
Okay, we will see. That we will definitely see.
Yeah, it's already there. It's like Pokemon. Did you play Pokemon?
Yes, I did.
Yeah?
Actually, my brother did.
Yeah.
But I did then too.
Yeah.
Have you watched the movie?
I really liked the Pikachu. He was pretty cute.
But you haven't watched the movie?
No.
It's Detective Pikachu.
Then the last one?
Yeah.
No, I didn't watch
it. Oh, you should watch it. It's funny.
He is funny. He's not cute, actually.
He
turns
cute,
but he's a jerk. Yeah?
Yes, but he's funny and cute.
Yeah. It's like the cat from Shrek. Where am I? Am I missing?
I believe it's the Ryan Reynolds voice.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds is a jerk.
Pikachu.
Have you watched the... What was the other one? Deadpool.
Yes, I've watched that. It's
hilarious.
So funny.
It is. He is just hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So how did we go from...
I don't know. But maybe to just... Last question.
To wrap it up.
Last question.
Hit me.
I wanted to ask you, what's your vision about architecture? But now that you've already told us that.
Yeah. Vision is...
What's there left?
Is either virtual reality or augmented reality.
Okay, then. Last question.
We're just going to stay in our beds.
Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Where do I see myself in 10 years?
Back in Iran, in Germany, somewhere else?
Well, the thing is, with Iran, you can't usually plan anything. So you have to see what happens on that day. And then
take always the positive side. Then what you just want to do in 10 years, where you see yourself from the positive point. If anything...
Somewhere near Iran. I want to have a life that I can travel a lot between, for example, Iran and wherever I'm living. Like, 1 month there, two mm-hmm. months there, 1 month here, 1 month there.
Are you still an architect?
Are you in still, 10 years?
Yes. Are you still going to work as an architect?
Depends. I'm having my doubts right now. But I like architecture. I'm enjoying doing it. I'm learning a lot right now, so I'm quite happy with it. But I don't know if in long terms I'm going to stay in architecture the way I'm doing architecture right now.
And now to really wrap it up.
Yeah.
What means architecture to you in one sentence?
Well, a long sentence or a short sentence?
However you want to put it.
What does architecture mean to me? Architecture is everything.
Yes.
Architecture is everything. So the second you come home, the second you go outside, unless you're in the middle of the desert, then their architecture doesn't make sense, or you're in the middle of the jungle. But nowadays, everywhere you are, you see a piece of architecture or a building somewhere. So it's really important to make good architecture because it influences us in every sort. If it's a box for a security guy in a parking lot, or it's a museum or an opera house. So,
well said.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being on the show, Thoras.
Thank you for having me. I hope I'll be here again.
Of course you will. After this series, there's going to be another series of whatever. I don't know yet, but you're going to be on it.
Is that what's your next podcast going to call? Whatever?
No.
Okay.
It's still going to be architecture. Okay. What's next?
What's next?
On architecture
what's
side.
What's next on architecture?
Thank you very much for listening.